All right, welcome back to Mad English TV. How are you doing? Let me know down in the comments how you guys are doing. I should ask you more often how you're doing. I always just dive right into the lesson. But you are more important than English, my friends. Did you know that? I love you more than I love English. English? It's probably going to die one day. But I hope you don't die one day. Stay healthy, stay safe, my friend. Stay safe. Stay safe. Stay safe, my friends. Forgive my slur of speech. We call that like a slur, right? If you kind of like just mess up your words, it's called like slurring your speech. I said stay safe when I was trying to say stay safe. Stay safe. So let me know how you guys are doing. Really am interested to know. You know, these are hard times in the world. People are struggling in different ways. I really hope you're doing well. Really, from the bottom of my heart, I wish you all my love. I'm sending you all my love. I'll give you a kiss. There you go. You earned a kiss. So today we're going to take a look at these two words here, famous and infamous. Now, I made a video just a couple days ago on words that sound like they should mean opposite things, but actually mean the same thing, or at least kind of a similar thing. And these were some of the words I taught in that lesson. So famous and infamous, right? They look like they should be opposite. Okay. Famous. You know what famous means, right? If you're popular, are you famous? Let me know down in the comments if you are famous. I'm not too famous. I'm just a little bit famous, I guess. Right. So if we look at this word here, and then this whole word is in this word here. Famous, right? If you cover up these, you know, two letters here, it's famous, right? So very often in English, when we want to make something the opposite meaning, we put the little prefix in. For example, complete or incomplete. Is your homework complete or incomplete, right? Those are completely opposites, right? But in this case, they actually mean kind of the same thing or a similar thing. And after that video, hey, if you haven't seen that video, I'll post it up here somewhere at the end of this video so you can watch it. But in the comments on that video, some people said, hey, Mark, these don't mean the same thing. These are opposites. So I want to explain that a little bit. In the last lesson, I should have explained it because it's true. They kind of are opposites in some sense, but they're not opposites in another sense. So famous and infamous, they both mean well-known. My throat's getting a bit scratchy, guys. Okay, I'll try to power my way through this lesson. If you power through something, it means you try to keep going in challenges, just like you guys always power through your problems in life. Well, I power through my problems in life too. So well-known, right? If someone is famous or if someone is infamous, actually both of them, guys, my voice is giving out. Can you hear it? I can't talk. I deserve a like. Smash like to give my throat a little bit of oomph. Oomph means just like a little bit of a boost, some energy, some power. Give me some oomph in my throat. Okay, so they both mean well-known. Okay, now they were right in that it's well-known for different reasons. Okay, so if you're famous, very often it's seen as a good thing, right? I mean, if you're famous for like, let's say, sports or you're like a singer or someone, I don't know, politician maybe. No, that's not a good example. Nobody likes politicians. If you're famous for, let's say, sports or music, then that's kind of seen as a good thing, right? At least in most cases, people think of being famous as a good thing. Now, the word infamous kind of means, let's see, do I have a slide? Yeah, okay. If someone is infamous, that means they're famous for something bad. Like not like an athlete or a musician. Those people are famous, which is good. If someone's infamous, that means they've done something like maybe a crime. They're very well known for doing something bad. Could be some kind of a crime related stuff, maybe like drugs or whatever. So that is a difference. So in a way, they are opposite, but they're the same in that they're both mean to be well known. And that was my point in the video. I was just trying to say that there are words that seem like they should be complete opposites, but they kind of mean the same thing, right? Like if you think about famous, what would the opposite of famous be? The opposite of famous would be like not well known, right? Not popular. People like you and me, just average people, average bums on the street. A bum is kind of a slang word for a homeless person. Okay, I hope you're not a bum on the street. That's probably kind of a disrespectful word now that I think of it, bum. It's kind of like it's a derogatory term to refer to homeless people. Someone is a bum. I mean, there's good people who are homeless. I've met people on the streets who are they seem like decent people, right? And it's not good to call them a bum. But just so you know, here on my channel, I teach English, right? Whether it's good or bad, you learn English. So if you hear someone calling someone a bum, it means they're kind of calling someone kind of homeless, right? So the opposite of famous, you would think would be unpopular, like not famous at all, right? But actually, this word doesn't mean that, right? This word means famous, just for something bad. Okay, so that is a difference. Okay, so I wanted to clarify that. So thank you guys for letting me know in the comments. Sometimes when I make my lessons, I don't quite think through everything clearly. I don't quite explain everything. So thank you for bringing that to my attention. And sometimes I just make mistakes. I'm just a human. I make m these kinds of mistakes. And so sometimes you guys correct me down in the comments. Maybe I made a punctuation mistake. Forget a little apostrophe, or maybe forget a comma or a period. And you guys tell me about this. So thank you guys so much. I really appreciate that. You teach me, I teach you. We learn together, right? So here's an example. Okay, Pablo Escobar was an infamous drug lord. Okay, Pablo Escobar. Do you know Pablo Escobar? He was a famous, well, there, I just used the word famous, right? He was an infamous. See, they kind of mean the same thing. Like, do you think Pablo Escobar was famous or was he infamous? Well, he was famous for something that most people consider bad, right? Which is something drug related, right? So, he was from Colombia, right? He was a pretty infamous internationally. Well, notorious. Another kind of a synonym for infamous is notorious. If someone is notorious for something, that means they're well known for doing bad things. Okay. So infamous and notorious, kind of synonyms. Actually, there was a Netflix series made about, whoops, just bumped my table. I always get a bit nervous anytime I get too close to my microphone, if I bump my microphone. Because then it's probably pretty loud in your ears, so I'll try to just put my elbow down over here. That Netflix series was called Narcos. That's yeah, Narcos. A drug lord is just like it just means the kind of like a the top guy, one of someone who's infamous, famous or infamous for something drug related, for like dealing drugs, right? Now, another word you can use is kingpin. If you're a kingpin, that means you're a person in an organization that is kind of the top guy or the really important person, right? The kingpin, the one who has the most influence, the one who's calling the shots. If you call the shots, that means you have the power and you're the one in control. You're the one like telling people what to do, calling the shots. Do you call the shots in your life, or do you just let other people, everybody tell you what to do? Or do you say, I'm going to start calling the shots in my life? Let me know which one you are. If you do the calling, if you do the calling of shot, no, how would I say that? let me know if you're the kind of person who calls the shots, or if you just respond to other people calling the shots. Oh, okay, look at this picture, all right? I was going to use this as an example, with those words famous and infamous. Okay, so this is obviously George Bush. Now, would you say George Bush is famous or is he infamous? Because kind of an interesting thing about those words is it's kind of up to you to decide whether the person is popular for a good reason or a bad reason, right? And so what one person might consider to be a famous person, another person might consider that person to be like a famous person for a really bad reason. And so, like George Bush, to some people, he could be a national hero. To other people, he could be like an infamous war criminal, right? Even people in the US, a lot of people in the US hate him. When they think of George Bush, they think of war. They think of just constant war. And that was pretty much the case with his presidency, right? He became president right away, war. His whole presidency was just like, and thousands of people, even Americans, thousands of American soldiers died in those various conflicts. So, a lot of people would see him as like a notorious criminal, but other people would view him as like a hero, right? So I don't know. It kind of depends on you, or it's kind of, I don't know. Kind of depends on what the general population thinks about someone, right? So when we think of Pablo Escobar, yeah, he probably had his fans. Probably a lot of people thought he was a hero, but probably most people most people in the world, when they think of him, they probably think of him as kind of a bad guy. So that's why we would use the word infamous for Pablo Escobar, but maybe not infamous for George Bush, because probably most people in our society, at least here in Canada, the US, probably wouldn't view him as a criminal, but some probably do. And if you go overseas, if you go to like the Middle East and so, I'm sure a lot of people view him as a notorious or an infamous war criminal, right? So it just depends on how you look at it, right? Oh, also on that video, someone commented and they said these are two opposite words that look opposite too, but they mean the same thing. I thought it was kind of funny. It's true. Till and until. It looks like it should be the opposite, right? Because here is un. Again, like when we make something the opposite, so many words use un, right? Undo, right? On your keyboard, right? If you type something, you make a mistake, you just undo it. Whatever it is on my Mac, it's Command Z, I think. Maybe on your PC, on your Windows computer, might be Control Z, I think. Undo, right? So you do, and then you undo. It's opposites. Right? So you would think till and until. I don't know how you get the opposite of till. I don't know. But it looks like they should be opposite words, right? But they're not opposite. They are, in fact, exactly the same thing. So let's do a homework question. Just kind of a fun question. I want to know who you think was the most infamous person in history. They could be alive now, either now or just. All of humanity, who was the most notorious person ever to have lived? What's your opinion? Let me know your opinion down there in the comments. I'm interested to know what you think. But anyway, guys, thank you so much. Thank you for putting up with my raspy throat. Raspy. Raspy kind of means if it's like dry and like raspy. Kind of like when you have if you have like a chest cold. That sound of a person's voice, they've kind of got a really raspy voice. It's like they've kind of lost their voice. So thank you for putting up with my voice. Hope you guys are doing great. Hope you're having a great day. Take care. Stay, I was gonna slur my words again. Stay safe. Stay safe, my friends. I love you. And as always, I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.